Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. We're going to, earlier this afternoon, we talked with Ed Hagelin. He gave us a report on the Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd boys team up in Atwater. Of course, no state cross-country meet this year at St. Olaf, but they did hold an event in Atwater at the golf course there yesterday and today. And on the phone with us right now is Patty Merritt. She was helping or coaching with Cammy Mignota. Kind of a different setup with the COVID pandemic going on, isn't it, Patty?
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah, nice to talk to you again. We kind of go way back, don't we?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what was going on in Atwater today then, why that event took place and a little bit of that.
Okay. Well, when the State High School League decided they weren't going to do a state meet, this Twin Cities running club decided to put something together, and it was kind of on an invite for people who were top in the state, and if they could get a team together or individuals, if individuals could get in there too. So they got a meet going. They had large schools yesterday, small schools today. They ran it in waves, so Canby girls ran against two other teams, only a total of 10 teams. So there was three different waves, and then combined everything and got the results from the from their placings.
Okay, real good. Well, Canby Mignota girls, they've had an outstanding season, this shortened season, but a really good season. How did they do?
Well, we finished ninth out of the 10 teams. From our section team, we were missing Claire Stokes due to an injury that she got right after sections. She wasn't able to run. And I think also from the section team, Lily wasn't able to run. So we had five of the seven girls ran today that ran at sections. And then to get a sixth runner, we pulled up Jalen Anderson from Mignota. So we had quite a spread from our first girl in to our last girl in, and you know, you cross country, you know, you want to get that spread, you know, you want to have that close, not so, you know, you don't want a big gap, and that's what helps you win a do well. So, but they did, they, you know, they ran well. Proud of all the girls how they did. Times were a little bit different from sections, of course, different course and different weather.
What was the weather conditions in Atwater today?
Well, when we were there, we didn't see any sun, so it was overcast, and I know I looked at my weather app after the boys' race and before the girls', and it was like 20, 21-mile-an-hour wind with gusts. So it was a little tough.
Okay. Yeah, a little windy, I bet. So.
Yep.
So talk about the individual girls, then, how they do.
Well, overall, you know, from the final results, Grace ended up third. She ran a 19:17. Braylon finished 34th overall. She ran a 21:17. She was the one that probably struggled. She was a minute off of her time from 2 weeks ago. Mackenzie had a good race. Mackenzie Ruther, she was 39th overall with a 20:28. Then we had Hannah Fadness, one of our Mignota girls. She was 88th with a 25:08. Natalie Stokes, 89th with a 25:30. And then we rounded out with Jalen Anderson.
So, okay. Yeah.
I think the girls were just happy they could get one more meet in, and really happy for Mackenzie being a senior that she got to go out the one last kind of a state meet, even though it wasn't the actual state, but
just to be together and run together and have some fun and create some memories, huh?
That's right.
I should mention this had nothing to do with the Minnesota High School. They weren't even associated with this today. The regular coaches, like Coach Allison Pesek, couldn't coach, so she recruited you, huh?
Yep.
What did it feel like to get back into the cross country?
Well, when she asked me, I didn't hesitate at all, but then 2 days later when we get dumped on with snow and cold, I was like, what am I doing this for? Practice wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah, okay.
One little takeaway from it for me, though, is I coached all my kids, and these last 2 weeks, and today I got to coach my granddaughters, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, your granddaughter, Braylon. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, she's what grade is she in?
She's in ninth grade.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, Grace Dries finishing what? Third overall? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for Grace. She ran well tonight then, huh?
Yep. Her time was off probably about 26 seconds from section. She was a little bit slower. But again, you know, you have different conditions, of course. But she did real well.
Okay.
I think Mackenzie finished with a really good race, too.
All right. And your granddaughter, Braylon, 34th place, you said? So.
Yep.
What does Braylon think of Grandma coaching her?
I don't know. She's probably happy with 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, the only senior is Mackenzie Ruther, right?
Yes.
Yeah, talk about her a little bit.
Mackenzie, I've been watching her all along. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get cross country in your blood, you just kind of keep following it. She's been through the watch. She is a real team player. She gets those girls. She holds those girls together. I know with a few years between her and Braylon, Braylon's really latched on and, you know, took her as a good role model, as she does with Grace too. But Mackenzie's just that she just kind of kept everybody together and mm-hmm. she's going to be missed.
Yep. Yeah. She went to the state, three or four times, didn't she?
I think three times.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that. Yep. Yeah. It's hard. You know, since covering cross country, I remember Mackenzie, like, she was in seventh grade and all of a sudden she's a senior. It's like, where'd the time go?
Yeah, that's right.
The two boys from Camby Minio run earlier this afternoon, and Ed touched on it a little bit, but I think Blake Stokes and Colton Dice ran in 45th place for Blake Stokes, and Colton Dice was 50th place, I guess.
Yes.
So, yep. Did you get a chance to see them at all, or?
Oh yeah, I got up there.
Oh, you got to coach them. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yep. I got to go. Went in when they got to go in.
Talk about their performance then.
Yeah, they ran individually, so they were in the last group of the small school boys. They had a, I don't remember the kid that won that group. I don't remember where he placed individually, but had to be up there. But they had a really fast start. Blake and Colton were near the back of the pack, but I wasn't even, you know, wasn't too worried about it because they did what I thought they would. They just kept picking people off and they moved themselves up and finished well in their heat. And then with a 45th and 50th overall placing.
Okay.
I think they were both happy with how they did.
Good.
Their time compared to, we're probably in that 20 seconds off from second section. So I think they feel good about what they did today.
Good. Yeah, I see the winner on the boys race ran a 16:02.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's fast.
That's fast.
Yeah. All right. Well, good experience for the Camby Minio cross country team and yourself today.
It was.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the time. So,
yep,
Patty. Right.
Yep.
Nice to talk to you again.
Nice talking to you. Thank you.
Yep. Patty Merritt filling in as coach, or was coaching the Camby Minio cross country team up in Atwater today and with a nice finish.